Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
So, again today, fuel prices dominating. At least something is happening today, though, on fuel prices, which is that the Cabinet is meeting. So, I'll run you through what the papers are saying. The Irish Examiner: the government is going to cut the price of diesel and petrol from midnight tonight in response to the energy crisis caused by the war in the Middle East. Diesel looks like it's going to be cut by 20 cent, petrol by 15 cent until the end of May. Some confusion over how much exactly the figure is, but it's around that per litre for petrol and diesel. Then we have the Irish Daily Mail: prices at the pump to be cut. They're going to be slashed as part of a package set to be announced today. Of course, this article says diesel is now at over €2.10 at some filling stations. I saw one this morning, €2.29. I saw another one, €2.30. So €2.10 is actually an underestimation. So the government met last night to agree on this package. They're very, very keen to stress that this is a time-limited package. This is temporary. But of course, once you bring in cuts, it's very hard to reintroduce or to get rid of those cuts. The Irish Independent says petrol taxes are going to be cut by 17 cent. So the Irish Times says 15 cent. The Indo says 17 cent. The Irish Times says diesel is going to be cut by 20 cent. The Irish Independent says that diesel is going to be cut by 22 cent. Maybe it'll be somewhere in the middle of those figures. But they reckon as well that food prices are soaring, and that's going to add €700 to our grocery bills. So our electricity bills are going up by €800 and our grocery bills are going up by €700, but the petrol and diesel is coming down. The Examiner is saying petrol is 15 cent reduction and diesel is 20 cent reduction until the end of May. And we'll have a very exciting Dáil sitting. I'm sure you're all on the edge of your seat waiting for that, because the Dáil has to sit to bring in these changes, and then the prices go down at the pump at midnight, all going well. Just the other big story in the front of the Examiner. This is an incredible story. It's about a Cork teenager called Sean Fitzgerald. And he's being tipped to get a big award now because he's developed software. I don't even understand this sentence, never mind how he did it, but he's developed software which can identify sanction-evading vessels and those involved in suspicious activity near critical undersea cables. One, incredible how a teenager can do this, and two, you'd like to think that this technology was already in place. But Sean Fitzgerald's creation predicts the movements of ships attempting to cloak themselves from conventional tracking systems. He's just 16, and he did it because he was doing work experience at the National Maritime College in Ringaskiddy, and then he developed a system. And they reckon in the Examiner that this is the envy of military experts around the world. Amazing story. He's only in fourth year. Read more about that on the front of the Examiner. The main story on the front of the Irish Sun: checks not in the post. A pair of tickets for Ireland's match against Czechia were last night being advertised online for, get ready for this figure, €238,914. I mean, the €900 would be expensive enough, never mind the €238,000. They are billed as the last remaining pair of tickets. And if you have a spare quarter of a million, you can get those tickets on StubHub, because obviously we're travelling to Prague for the big showdown on Thursday. Absolutely mad money. And actually, inside the Mail, they have other tickets for sale as well. Thousands of Ireland fans expected to land in Prague, writes the Mail, this week for the game. If you want to have a ticket in the away end, tickets are advertised for €77,000 a piece. I suppose it didn't help that Ireland was only given 1,000 tickets. So this is why tickets are so expensive. €77,000. That is a reduction, because apparently they were €100,000. Now they're €77,000, says the Mail. And the Sun says you can buy a pair for €238,000. Elsewhere inside the papers, in the Irish Times, really frightening report from the Ombudsman for Children. This is going to be launched later today. But the Ombudsman alleges that children in the state's care system have been sexually groomed and assaulted, gone missing for days, leaving the state, and been moved from, basically the kids are being moved between dozens of unregulated placements in short periods. And actually, the Ombudsman for Children reckons that more harm than good is being done once a child is taken into care. Nearly kind of hinting that they'd be safer before they were in care than when they're in care. It's a frightening report. It's called Let's Get It Right. And it says that the most profound breaches of children's rights concern those in state care. Dr. Niall Muldoon, I imagine, will be making a lot of headlines later today with that particular story. If you want to sit your driving test in South Dublin, well, of course, you'll have the Lewis soon, apparently, all the way to Bray, so you won't need to do your driving test. But if you do want to do your driving test, the Irish Times tells us you're going to be waiting 21 weeks. This is for learner drivers in Dunleary, waiting 21 weeks. It's now the longest waiting period in the state. We have a national target that you don't wait longer than 10 weeks. And here we are, you're waiting 21 weeks. And we have 5,356 people waiting to do their driving test in Dunleary. We're going to have to start doing driving tests at like 3 and 4 in the morning to try and get rid of this backlog. There's never, since January 2025, it has never been lower than 4,500 people waiting for their tests. It's a huge backlog in the Dunleary area. Now, speaking of driving, you'll be interested in this story in the Mail. This is a story apparently to do with the mayor of Galway, who, Dara McDonough writes here that the mayor of Galway was chauffeured to and from Dublin Airport, and that cost €900. So the mayor allegedly was brought to and from the airport from Galway to Dublin. It cost €900. And then the mayor got on a plane and went to an official trip in Morocco. The mayor is Mike Cubbard, who, according to this report, stayed in a 5-star hotel in Agadir and went to a Africa Cup of Nations match on the visit. Now Galway City Council is conducting a review of the matter, and Galway says it's no longer going to use chauffeurs for airport transfers. Because, of course, we do have public transport. You can get the bus from Galway to Dublin rather than having to get a chauffeur for €900. And apparently, the chauffeur should have only cost €400, so it should have only cost €800, but it cost €900, so now the council has a €100 credit. But sure, if they're banning using chauffeurs, I don't know what they're going to do with that €100 credit. Lovely story in the Indo, an Irish priest is going to become a saint, apparently. This is Father Edward Flanagan, who pioneered a new model of care for disadvantaged boys in the US. He's moved a step closer to sainthood. The Pope has recognised him as venerable, and that means that he's two miracles away from becoming a saint. So now in the Vatican, they'll be working very hard to try and find two miracles that they can associate to Father Flanagan. He was the subject of a Hollywood film as well, I think starring Kevin Spacey, about boys. It was called Boys Town, and now he's going to be made a saint. And finally, not often I say this, but I'm in the papers today. There's an interview I did with the Irish Examiner about getting up at 3:30 in the morning. So if you're interested in that, you can pick up the Examiner. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.